Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
I don't know if you can hear that in the background, but that's the sound of the river. One of my favorite sounds this time of year. They used to be my first sign of what I think of as Perry Spring. Back then, the river used to freeze solid in the winter. And then slowly as spring came and the thaw came, I could hear it more and more. Now there's enough water in the river that I can hear it year-round. If you wonder what the other noise is, I'm now walking across the area behind the house, and what little snow is left has a hard crust of ice on it that I'm having to break through to get to my second sign of Perry Spring, and that is this. This is a little brook that runs down the hill beside my house and across the backyard. It, too, used to be seasonal, but now it's pretty much year-round. But in the spring, when the snow begins to melt, it's... Sorry, I'm going through the... breaking through the ice there. At this time of year, there's now enough water in it that it is constantly running. And the flow is loud enough that I can hear it, like the river, from inside the house. And I also discovered as I went down there that after more than 20 years, my LL Bean boots are leaking. So now I'm going to go back into the house and get rid of this coat and talk a little bit more about Perry Spring. I call it Perry Spring because, let me do a Mr. Rogers here since my socks are wet, and trade these boots, baby, out of the way, trade in these boots for my slippers. That's better. I call it Perry Spring because it just reminds me of perimenopause in some ways, in that Perry Spring has a lot of very subtle signs that don't have any meaning until it's all over. Then you look back on it and you say, oh, that's what it was. Those were the very, very first signs of spring. As with menopause, during this time, Mother Nature is readjusting. She has hot flashes, then she has cold flashes, cold snaps, as she tries to readjust her temperature mechanism to make the transition from winter into spring. One of the earliest signs of impending spring around here is that the roads are posted, limiting the weight of any vehicles that come down, because another thing that Mother Nature is doing is heaving and groaning. And as she heaves and groans, the roads heave up and form frost heaves. And I feel for the earth. I feel it, my knees feel it. And I think about her and this whole heaving process. But the difference is that Mother Nature, relatively speaking, at least relative to me and other species, is immortal. And so where perimenopause might signal the end of a part of a life cycle for me, Perry Spring signals the beginning of yet another reproductive cycle in the Northern Hemisphere. Unlike me, and I'm so envious of this. Come spring, Mother Nature renews herself. She's literally born again. How cool is that? Consequently, it's not surprising to me that those who aren't attuned to nature could find this time of year very depressing. And in fact, studies have shown that this is the time of year when the rates of suicide and depression increase the most. I can understand that because the signs are very, very subtle. And if you wanted to put a negative spin on them, you could. Before, there was endless white. And now, sometimes it seems like there's endless mud. If you're not aware of nature, you won't pick up that subtle shift in the wind, in the scent and sound of wind blowing over snow versus blowing over exposed ground. There's a warmth in the latter that's absent in the former. But if you don't pay attention, you'll miss it. There are three other signs of Paris spring that I look forward to every year, and all three of them are present right now. One of them is maple sugaring. Sugaring is in full swing in New Hampshire and Vermont. And one of my favorite things is to just be driving down the road and see these sometimes homemade, other times professionally made signs that say, sugaring today. And what those signs mean is, you're welcome to stop in. See the process. If you're lucky, on some of the smaller sugar houses, and certainly in the more commercial ones, there will be some donuts there that you can dip into the warm maple syrup. There will be pickle chasers for the sweetness. If you're lucky enough to get there shortly after Mother Nature has had one of her cold flashes, there will be fresh snow that you can put the warm syrup on too. So it's a great sign of hairy spring, but one you could miss if you weren't paying attention. Another sign of Perry Spring that I like is what I think of as the New Hampshire stomp. You'll be driving along the road, and you'll see an otherwise normally quite sane, quite staid, possibly even taciturn and reserved neighbor out in the yard doing what looks like a very strange dance. Following a rather circuitous path through the yard, stomping vigorously. What these people are doing is stomping down mole tunnels and other signs of that tremendously active rodent community that occurred during the winter under all that snow. So what you want to do is you want to get out there and you want to stomp it down and get everything evened out before the grass starts coming back. Because otherwise, you're going to have even more lumps in your yard than the usual New England rocks there to begin with. So seeing the neighbors out there dancing about and getting out there and doing my own stomp, that's another good sign. Very, very spirit-lifting sign. And the last sign of Perry Spring is my favorite. And that is just a faint, faint swelling of lilac buds. I have lilacs lining my driveway. And every day when I go down to get the mail and I take the dogs down with me, I look at them. And they're just starting to swell. It's a whisper of a change, more than a change, really. But when you have thousands and thousands of these buds whispering to you, it's a beautiful sound.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.